You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
I have Ethna Curran here, the director and creator of Ethna Curran Shampoo. We're here to talk about the effects of shampoo on the ocean and our environment. Not something that everybody thinks about every time they wash their hair. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Lily.
That's good. Now, tell me, what brought you to create a product that was environmentally friendly?
Well, when I realised that the silicones were being washed down into the ocean and trace elements were found in the fish, that was one of many of my inspirations to look at creating a new hair product, which I set out on a venture over 15 years ago with a guy called Sir Ray Avery. And I was on set one day, about 4 a.m. in the morning, and one of the models had very limp hair, and I didn't understand why it was so limp and I couldn't get any movement. And then I realised it was the silicones. And
so it's the silicones in the shampoo that cause the most damage to both our hair and to the oceans.
It's a product called tricosylene, which is in a lot of cleansing. It's a agents, household products, body washes, shampoos. But when I looked at designing shampoo, I thought, well, you know, there's 7 billion people in the world and they all have hair.
They do.
The which is why ones. It's such a big industry, because we love to love our hair. And so I thought, I'm here to help hair.
You decided to make a shampoo that is sodium lauryl sulfate free, paraben free, and sorry, what was the tricosylene free. Did you come up against any kind of chemical issues in trying to make a shampoo that didn't have any of those things? Like, are there lots of replacements out there that are a better alternative?
Yes, I did come up with a few obstacles, but that just gave me the hunger to find solutions. At that point in time, the market wasn't really aware of SLS or, you know, the environment even, and the cause and effect it was having. So I went to a manufacturer and looked at raw materials, and it just happened to be at that time in science that they had realised that they could use food agents that can work with cleansing agents on, you know, within hair products, and that's what we did. So we looked to use amino acids and gar gums and things that were eatable.
So can you eat your shampoo?
Yes, you could. You could, you know, put a little bit of maple syrup on it. And, but I wouldn't recommend that you do.
Yeah.
But you're ingesting everything. Anyway, so any byproducts that go down your back or absorb through your skin, they sit on your ankles when you're in the shower, they sit on your feet. There's 2,000 nerve endings in your feet. And I just wanted to raise the awareness of human beings to work synergistically with the environment and to lower our carbon footprints and to become aware of not killing the fish and loving your hair.
It's great that you've picked up on not just what happens to the environment, but what's happening to our bodies. So is skin absorbing a lot of the products that we're putting on
our skin
and our bodies and using?
Yeah, like when a baby's born, their largest organ is, if you put all the skin together, would be larger than their liver. So they're a high risk in terms of toxicology relationship to mass, body mass. When you heat your body up, you're, like with a shower, you're opening up your pores, so you're absorbing any surfactants that you're using on your body. And I think then that breaks down the mantles of the skin. And we're pre-aging ourselves without the intent and understanding that that's what we're doing because of our cleansing behaviour.
I'm really rethinking all the products that I use on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think it's when you work through it, I think I've once calculated it's roughly a mixture of about, you know, hundreds of different chemicals that we're just creating motions and potions that are all not, none of them are working together. So the simpler you can make it, the better.
So what's your recommendation for, because you're also a makeup artist, what's your beauty regime recommendations that are both environmentally friendly and good for your skin?
I think it's really hard to be environmentally friendly all the way along in the beauty sector. I think it's one of the largest contributors to recycling and packaging. But in terms of like ingredients, or I wouldn't say ingredients, but you know, it's very simple. You need to take off any makeup that you've put on your skin, and it's better if you could use it with a face cloth or something that you can then wash rather than the makeup wipes. I don't think there's...
So not disposable.
Disposable doesn't dispose as quickly as we'd like to think it does. So the little things that we can do to help our environment and our behaviour will magnify over a long period of time on the planet. So I cleanse. I love the Dr. Hauschka range. I think they're very good in their business philosophies and the way that they nurture their plants. If you have some scars on your face, which I had when I was younger, I use vitamin E oil capsules that you can take orally and can really help your skin repair very, very quickly. Coconut oil is lovely too. Olive oil eye makeup remover is good if you just use it a little bit on a cotton pad. I just try to use less.
Is that your next project, a makeup range?
You know, it's in the pipelines, but I'm going to stay with skincare at the moment and until I can find the right manufacturer that can do really beautiful, natural products, makeup products. But more it's about knowledge. There's lots of products out there, and there's big companies making millions and millions of units a year. I think it's more about education for women to know how they're changing and relating to their emotions and the way that they want to express themselves with their own internal beauty, because it all comes from within.
Well, thank you very much, Ethna Curran from Ethna Curran Cosmetics.
That was The Green Desk, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.